Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, improvforhumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcast and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene. Exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. Four brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, the best taste in the universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all four of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with three paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Oscar, Pam, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me. Keep it going, Brett. Ceremony. Welcome, guys. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Hi, Oscar.
Hey.
Who likes Pam?
I love Pam.
Love.
It's no secret. I love Pam Murphy.
I'm
in love with Pam Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Also,
I'm stringing him along.
We might get married at the end of this. Our last conversation, we we like recently spoke to each other. We saw each other at a show. And oh my God, Pam Murphy has led an interesting life.
Oh, well, fuck. Let me get a story.
Why, it's not interesting. It's not interesting.
Oscar, tee it up, man. Set the table.
Yeah. It's not interesting. It's just I've lived a normal life.
I think that might be it.
I lived a normal life before being an actor, right?
Okay, I've heard a lot of Pam's stories, but has something happened recently we need to be caught up on?
No, there's nothing recent. There's nothing really recent, but Oscar was blown away that I worked in the mortgage business for over a decade.
Like, come on.
And I also...
That's wild, yo. That's what Oscar's breaking.
He's like so freaked out. And
like,
then I was like taking... I was like taking classes at UCB as like a hobby. You know, yeah. I was just like a regular person, a civilian. And then, and then I started taking class at UCB and it changed my life.
But Brett, didn't you expect to hear
like that? I was like, fucking, yeah. I was in the
sailed
Air
around
Force
the world.
She like got lost in Europe and
yeah. No,
had to stow away.
It's like the exact opposite of interesting.
You had a salary, 9-to-5
boring.
Job.
It's extremely
I'm sorry,
boring.
Because like, Oscar goes, I saw her this weekend.
I know. And
like, he teed it up like something just happened in the last week.
Oh my gosh.
No.
And also,
her and Brad
I lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico for also a decade. And he was like, what?
It's I didn't like know the, that.
Again, a very right? boring place. A very boring place.
I didn't
place.
Know that.
Well, I was like 19 and my friend and I were actually moving to L.A. because I have a brother who lives here. We were moving to L.A. And then we stopped.
You got lost on the way.
We made a wrong turn in Albuquerque.
Said, this is home now.
And so we stopped in Albuquerque to visit a friend. Yeah. And then my friend was like, I want to live here. And I was like, okay. And then I called my brother.
All right, I'm with Oscar. That's crazy.
And I
Let's
told
cut
my
to
brother.
That conversation. Let's cut to that conversation.
Oh, man. I can't wait to get to L.A. Ooh, the beach, the sunshine. It's going to be awesome. Oh, nightlife.
And they they're pulling into the driveway of the Albuquerque residence. There they are. Hey guys.
Hey Rich, how's it going?
Rich, hi.
Come on out. Wow, welcome to Albuquerque.
Wow, you're really in the desert here, huh?
Yeah, well, that's New Mexico, you know. A lot of people think of it as beautiful, especially at night. You can see so many stars. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not like Hollywood, the way you guys are going to see stars.
Oh, boy, I can't wait till we get there.
Isn't that so fun?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Wait, you said there's stars at night?
Well, yeah, it's just super clear. Like, you can see so many stars. It's not like...
Oh my God,
Jersey,
Pamela, when was the last time we saw stars in the sky?
Well, there's stars in New Jersey. I mean, they can see them pretty well there.
No, actually you can't because of all the light coming from New York City.
Yeah, all the light pollution. You keep saying like, oh, look at that star. And I'm like, no, that's just Times Square, babe.
Oh, well, I guess it's nice. Yeah, it's pretty wide open. There's kind of not a lot around. All the buildings are like one story. So,
yeah, like, yeah, what is there to do here in Albuquerque anyway?
Well, actually, you can't have it be more than one story because that's one of the building laws here is to make things beautiful and keep it like that. Everything has adobe architecture, you'll notice.
Wow, Rich, this is really interesting. You're really showing us a good time here.
It seems like your friend is a little more interested in you, Pam. So I mean, I don't know.
Pam, remember we had this conversation like 2 hours ago where I said, you know what I find ugly? Two-story houses.
Oh,
they're hideous.
Yeah,
we cut to 2 hours later, and they're all sitting around eating corn chips and salsa. And here's another photo of another type of adobe in town.
Right. And you, and this is a delicacy where you're from?
Guys,
corn chips and salsa?
I'm like so tired. We just drove like 16 hours today. Well, Pam, this is boring. I'm sorry.
Boring? Well, I disagree.
Rich. Gosh. Okay.
And yeah, later that night, as the sun starts to go down. Okay, now watch. Look up at the sky as the sun is totally down. And there. See how much many more stars you can see?
Yeah, there's a lot. You see them all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Pam, aren't you falling in love with this place?
Not. I mean, it's nice. It's interesting. I mean, it's a nice stop on our drive out to L.A. I can't wait to get there. The beach. Oh,
Pam, look, it's a shooting star.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm going to make a wish.
Okay.
I wish I may. I wish I might. Wish on the shooting star I see tonight. I wish I didn't have to leave this magical place.
Hmm.
You're serious?
Pam!
You want to live here? You want to live here?
One-story houses, stars in the sky.
Pam, what's wrong with chips easily attainable wishes?
We're in the middle. We planned this for over a year. I have a feeling you want to stay here, and I think it's because you want to get with Rich. Is that what's happening? Is that what's going on? Because if that's what it is, that's fine.
Rich is, like, right here. He's listening. What? Can I Rich talk to you for like, a second, Pam?
Yeah.
What?
Pam. Yes, I do want to fuck Rich, okay?
Okay.
Is that so bad?
No, it's not. And I support you in your decision, and I hope it works out for you.
Well, Pam, stay with me, please. We've been together through thick and thin,
wait,
okay?
This isn't going to be just a one-night thing. You can't just fuck Rich
8 years
and
later.
Go on.
Yeah, look. So clear tonight. You can see even more stars. You see that, Pam? Even more stars.
More stars, yeah. Pam.
Yeah.
Pam, more than when you guys came here 8 years ago.
Lots of
happy
stars.
Anniversary.
Happy anniversary, babe. Pam, I swear to God, once I fuck Rich, we will get out of here. But it hasn't happened yet.
I believe in you, okay?
Okay, once
please
he's just plays
this.
Really hard to get. We are fully married, but we have not consummated our marriage just yet. But I
you
feel
want
like tonight.
Salt my- on your margaritas.
Yes.
Yes, honey. Thank you.
Extra
you know
salt
like
on
it.
Mine.
Oh, you do. So
look,
glad
I you really know. Think you guys should refinance this house.
And what's wrong with the house?
Well, no, refinance it. Like, get a better interest rate.
Can we just, like, not talk career talk for
come
a second?
Come on.
We just, like, 2 years later, the 10th anniversary. And may I toast to another 10 years of you guys living here.
Oh, isn't he so sweet?
Margaritas. Yum.
Pam, I think tonight might be the night.
No, I don't think it's... I really don't.
I think tonight might be the night.
I don't think it's going to happen.
If I chug enough of these bad boys, it'll happen.
No, you don't and have to do the chugging. Yes, he should do the chugging, I guess, which
the
I don't know
day,
if I feel
Pam's
comfortable with.
Where are you going, Pam? What are you doing with your suitcases?
Pam, what's
I'm
going
moving
on?
To Jersey City, New Jersey. Just a what? Boat ride away from Manhattan. Okay.
You're not even going to go all the way.
No,
the
I
trip
give
to
up.
LA?
I give up.
You're so
I'm
much closer
back.
To LA than New Jersey.
You're
Pam.
So close to LA.
I know, but.
At least go to Phoenix.
This is a dream that's been dashed. I don't know. Maybe 10
Ooh,
years
Phoenix.
From now, I'll move to Los Angeles after I advance in my mortgage career some more on the East Coast and. Maybe take some kind of comedy class I know nothing about.
I think she's gone crazy out
she
in
has.
The sun. Looking
she's
at the
really lost it, yeah. The sun's fried her brain a little bit.
Well,
and Pam, I'll be right by your side as soon as I consummate the marriage. It'll happen, okay?
Okay, well, I'm going to leave without you. I'm driving this U-Haul by myself across
the
country.
Before you go, have you tried this new blue meth that's going around town?
Oh.
You got to try the blue meth.
Really?
It's really good.
It's better?
Let's talk some more about that.
You never did go to LA?
Not until, no. I went from New Mexico back to New Jersey.
Wow,
and then I lived there for like 10 years. And then I moved to LA. I totally forgot that we were originally going to go to LA. Like years later, my brother
you just
was
forgot.
No. I mean, like after a few years, I forgot. And my brother was like, "Remember when you were moving out here?" And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "You guys were moving here, and you stopped in Albuquerque." And I was like, "Oh my gosh,
that's wild, Pam."
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Oscar,
where the wind takes me. Where the wind takes me.
See, I told you, Matt.
Where the wind takes me.
But the wind, I guess the wind stopped blowing.
Yeah, the wind stopped blowing. I'm down for whatever.
By the way, I like Albuquerque. I know Breaking Bad made it look like a hellhole, and parts of it are
definitely are.
But so you'll see that in every city.
But it's called the Land of Enchantment, and yes. We would call it the Land of Entrapment. Because people would just like kind of get stuck there like going like we did.
Mm.
Oh,
I think, unless it was just me.
Is there a spot in Albuquerque that you used to go to, like your haunt, your regular spot?
Well, there would be like, I'm trying to even think of them, like the Anodyne. There would be places like the cool thing about it. There would be all these indie bands that would play there, like on their way to L.A., you know, and they go on tour. Yeah. So like there would be like the Anodyne, the El Rey Theater, the Launch Pad. So yeah, I used to really go out to the bars.
Do you still do that now? Do you go to see shows now? Music shows?
No, I don't. I'm just like, it's too loud. I'm too old. I don't. Isn't that sad? I like hardly even listen to music either.
What?
That is very sad.
That's really sad. I don't know.
I don't have the too loud, but I do. I can't stand.
Oh, standing for, that for long an entire, and then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
It's really.
It just went to a show at the Wiltern. And for the first time in my life, I got tickets in the loge section.
Oh, I love that.
Above. And I was like, this is a dream. Like, what was I doing all those years?
Yeah.
I have the best view. I'm sitting down.
There's only like 40 seats up there, too, right?
Yeah.
Who did you go see?
Ty Siegel. He was awesome.
Okay, nice. Sir, right this way. And I just need to check your ID and make sure that you are over 40. Okay, good. Recently over 40?
Yeah, just turned 30 yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Excuse me?
Just turned 30 yesterday, as you can see. I mean 40. Whoa, did I say 30? Oh, come on. Come on. I need to sit down, man.
No. There's people over 40 that really need to sit.
You don't even
get it. It's this lower back. I don't want to start complaining. Who are you with here, ma'am? Let me see your ID.
I'm with my sister.
Hi. I'm 41.
41. That's always the most suspicious age given.
Well, I'm 41.
Let me look here.
Just look at the ID and look at her face.
You guys are both wearing in these photos the shirts that you're wearing now.
My favorite shirt.
Yeah, I wear it one time.
Signature shirt.
You complain about Bart Simpson wearing the same shirt every day? No.
He's a cartoon that never grows up. And I don't complain about cartoons in general. Except for Pepe Le Pew. That is inappropriate.
Yeah, it's predatory.
I agree. Like I have a strong opinion about that as well.
And you'll let us in now because we agree.
You know that reference.
Friends,
you
right?
might be over 40.
Yes, we get the reference. Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew.
Ugh. Offensive. Yeah. Offensive, yes.
Okay. Thanks so much for letting
Who
us in,
Who is Pepe Le Pew's main target?
What? Who isn't?
Right.
No, he's usually one particular.
Oh, okay. Boy, that Peppy. Oh, Peppy. I feel so bad for that character.
He needs to stop hounding this one.
It was a black cat
character.
That accidentally had a white stripe painted.
Oh, my God.
Black.
Wasn't that?
I was
and
just
it's
gonna
like
say.
Such a mistaken identity thing.
She's like,
and like,
I'm not
so
a skunk.
Like, I'm not even right. like what I'm like, I'm just a cat.
We saw the just episode a cat 20 and years
you guys
ago.
Talk really fast for people above 40.
Oh, what? Oh, my gosh. I just had a coffee. Yeah, black. No cream, no sugar. Lactose intolerant. Yes.
I think someone spiked a Celsius with my coffee. So, you know, I'm a little buzzed right now.
Ooh,
you know?
Really? Well, I'm sorry. We're really standing here a long time with you. And
I just want to sit down on our keisters.
On our keisters.
What my generation above called butt. So that sounds legit. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Going in there.
Okay, thank you. We did that, huh?
Oh my God. That was so
That was so scary. That was so scary.
They walked by some real 40-year-olds and even some 50-year-olds and a 60-year-old.
Wow.
Oh, my sciatic nerve is killing me.
I have to rest my coccyx here on this soft. What material is this chair?
Is this a nylon, a vinyl? It's not a leatherette.
It's not a leatherette. No. Nice pattern, though. Nice pattern.
Oh, I like
two
the
more
pattern.
Gen Xers just showed up. Have a seat.
Oh, hi, guys. Hi, everyone. Hello.
Hi, peers. Hello.
What's up, slackers?
Yeah. Gen X for everyone.
Here we are. Confused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dazing. Oh, man. That was was a movie.
That definitely was. Got me dazed and confused, right?
That's what I just said.
Anyway,
So my back hurts with you guys.
Doesn't hurt, honestly?
Yeah, truly. Ouch.
Yeah, seriously. Gonna go see a doctor right after this.
My orthotics I have in my shoes are prescription.
Yes. Gotta wear these Velcro shoes now.
Yes.
Can you believe it? My arthritis, I can't even tie my shoelaces. Yes, right?
Okay, cool. You guys are hip.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, great. Awesome. Amazing.
So cool.
Ooh. So what are y'all drinking, huh?
Well, Foster's Lager. That's a big to our generation.
Mickey's
Big Mouth.
Yeah. Australian for bay.
Cans. The big cans.
Yeah,
What are you guys getting?
Huh?
And they flop sweat forms over. They know they can't order what they really want. But they just don't want to just match the Foster's Lager order or the Mickey's Big Mouth. No, so don't even know what that is.
I would never get an Aperol Spritz. That's for
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely. Yuck. Disgusting.
They're taking a long time to order.
Foster's.
I guess we do.
Here comes the waiter. You better get your offer together.
Oh, there's a waiter up here.
There's a waiter up here? Oh, my God. This is amazing.
You think you have to get up and go to the bar? That would be impossible and wait in the line.
Yeah, seriously. Hello. How do you do, garçon?
Hey, you guys ready to order?
Yes, of course we are.
Garçon is French for boy. That's from Pulp Fiction, guys.
It is, and that's a movie in our generation.
Pulp Fiction.
Tarantino.
Anyway, the show's about to start. So, what's your order?
Well, my drug of choice would be
And we see a 50-year-old and a 54-year-old next to the usher, and they're pointing over to the seats now occupied by these two obvious fucking 30-year-olds.
I'm certain those are our seats right there, those two.
They're sitting in our seats.
Yes. Could you help assist us?
I need a bouncer here to deal with this.
Saying a sitcom that was popular for our generation?
a sitcom that was popular for our generation. Well, I mean, are we talking after school? You'd watch reruns of like Good Time, All in the Family.
Yes. And, you know, and the Cosby Show. We can't really say that anymore, but.
No. You
know,
oh, but Different Strokes, Silver Spoons.
You guys seem legit. Right this way.
What do you mean we're seeing
all right,
legit?
You two.
Legit. Excuse me.
I got two legit Gen Xers here.
Me.
Who the fuck are you two?
I'm offended.
I'm more offended. How dare you?
Who are we? Who are we?
We're getting a drink.
We're getting a drink, and we're 41, 50.
They're taking way too long to make this drink order.
Oh, no. We'd love a Foster's.
And the show starts.
Foster's. What's going on? They're still in our seats.
Can somebody get them out of our seats, please?
REM starts to play. Driver 8. And the young people keep talking. Oh my God, they're talking during Michael Stipe singing. Definitely not our generation.
We want to get a. Who is that guy?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let's talk some more about that.
Yeah, the sweet seats, Brett. It's worth it. And you saw my post, my rare threads post.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to the No Values concert.
Ooh.
Which has all these. It's so funny how these concerts these days, they have certain concerts which are just totally targeted to a certain age group. And this one just hits my sweet spot.
What is it?
Who's playing?
So many good bands.
The Damn.
Brett, did you
Misfits.
Say so many good bands? And I hear
oh my
you
gosh.
Clacking away on the keyboard.
Yeah.
So many good bands.
You're doing exactly what we just did.
Yeah.
So many good bands.
Honestly, too many. I was going to share the screenshot with you.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
That excuse worked. Fuck yeah. Here we go. No Values, Pomona.
Ooh.
Oh, Iggy Pop.
The original Misfits.
Bad Iggy Religion.
Pop. Suicidal Tendencies.
What? Wow. This is bananas.
I'm sorry, the Aquabats?
Viagra Boys. Power Trip, Reformed. It's a great
and when
band.
The Aquabats is one of the younger bands.
Yes.
On the poster. That's
Dillinger
pretty
Escape
wild.
Plan. They're insane.
Black Flag.
Wait, Sublime isn't.
They have the son of the Dead Sea.
Really?
I believe.
The Jesus Lizard? This is so bananas.
Wait, so Matt, who Fishbone. Are you the most excited to see here?
Well, I've seen seven of these bands before.
Ooh.
I've seen one of
oh,
them.
Oh, Social Distortion!
Several times.
Oh my gosh. This is bananas.
Also, check out there's a Blurred band.
Right? Who is it?
I know. I'm excited for that. You would think from the font you might be able to get it.
Yeah.
The Blurred font. But I've never seen the Adolescents before. And I've never seen the Addicts before or the Exploited. So I guess those.
Is DJ by Jello Biafra? Oh my
that
gosh.
That sounds weird. Oh. I saw that.
I guess more like emceed or something, or maybe there's another thing. I love that it's all ages.
Yeah.
like it's so
Bring
funny.
Your kids.
The next song by Cello Biafra by Beyonce.
But do you think the blurred band is really going to do it, or they were just like, that person canceled?
Oh, good
what?
Question.
Or you think it's a surprise?
It's a surprise.
It is a surprise.
Why wouldn't it be like?
You think
why
last they minute they there? Couldn't get the artist to readjust the poster?
Yeah.
they were like,
it's all lined up.
Yeah.
No. We're releasing tomorrow. I need you guys just to take it out, do an edit, and just take it out and make the bands on that line bigger, I guess.
No can do, bro.
What?
No can do.
Yeah, listen, we designed this in a very particular way.
We put a lot of thought went into this. I know, I guess to you, it looks just like a black and white mishmash of logos.
I love it, but the Mad Caddies cannot.
Listen, I totally get it. Hey, listen, Caesar, you're the money guy.
We hear you. We hear you.
We hear you. But with all due respect, we're the graphic artists here. So
yeah, respect given to you, Caesar.
What are we going to do about the fact that there's a band name on here that will not be at the concert?
I don't know, bro.
What's your guy's solution to that?
I think,
would love to help out, but I'm not a money guy. I don't know.
Call me the money. I'm the
but you're the money guy. You're the money guy.
You're
the money behind it all.
Caesar, with all due respect, you start talking, all I hear is ka-ching, 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 okay?
Yeah, okay, bro.
But guess
it's
what?
All about
I
the money
I could do an edit
you.
Of this, so you give me the image, and I think I can do a little...
What? Our art?
Whoa.
What?
Hey,
our art?
Bruce, you hear this guy?
This is our art.
I'll just do it. I'll just do it like we didn't go through 5 years of schooling. And
you know...
3 years of interning?
You know what, Caesar? I guess I'll just go to the bank and get money.
Yeah.
How does that sound to you?
Yeah. Huh?
That's my job. I go to the bank and just get piles of cash.
Yeah. You're the money
Caesar,
guy.
Respectfully, I'm not going into somebody's house, breaking their piggy banks and taking their coins, okay?
No. That's what you do. Respectfully.
I want to respect your art. Just give me a solution. That's not going to piss off the band. That's not going to be there.
Wait, which one isn't going to be there?
Mad Caddies. They can't.
Mad Caddies.
Show.
Okay, that's the third row. Yeah. Let's see. There's one,
nice
two, three, four, five, six.
Do you see, Bruce? It throws off the equilibrium.
It's got.
It out.
It's
what if
so
we, if I gave you another band name that
and put
will
it in
be there?
Okay, it's got to have the same letters,
It's the anti-nowhere
Caesar.
League.
My
wait,
guy,
what is it?
Caesar. Wait,
the
who?
Anti-nowhere league.
Oh, no, it, see, that's
so
even
long?
More words
why is it
than
so
the other one.
You can make the font smaller, see?
Oh, no,
okay, yeah.
Okay.
It's like, Bruce, who am I? I'm going to give you tips on something that I've never done before.
Yeah.
So you should do it. Who am I?
You're cha-ching, cha-ching, money guy.
Respectfully, of course, Caesar.
Respectfully, Caesar.
No disrespect.
No disrespect at all. But, like, just respect our work.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know if you understand, but this is a 16-point font, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that mean to you? What does
Can
that,
we
what
take
does that
another band
like, what
that's
that
already on
you?
The poster that has a similar amount of letters and just have it go up twice on the poster?
What?
That's
what?
A better mistake.
You want
to
put
have.
Them
the
twice?
What,
you want
to
be
that?
Like, oh, they're going to perform? People will be like, what is going on?
They would this be is, like, this clearly is a mistake on the graphic artist's part. They have the same band twice?
What if I make an announcement that they are going to play twice? Just to fix this mistake, I will do that.
You
I will
promise?
Have
you
extra
swear
set.
You will
You have
make,
to do it, honestly.
You have to do it.
Like, you
have to do it.
Swear on your money that, like,
because
literally,
our reputation, like, the flyer guy's reputation
honestly,
is on the line.
Respectfully.
And we've spent decades,
Is it
bro.
Misinformation? Part of a reputation, so you don't want to put the misinformation that the Mad Caddies are going to be there.
But see, like that's like your
that's like
issue.
Not on us.
That's not
that's
on
like
us.
Not on us.
We were
that's
told
like,
that that
we
band
were told
was performing,
they were going to be
so
there,
we did the job,
and so we did the job. So.
And honestly, with all
honestly,
due respect,
all
sir,
due respect, sir.
Our job stops now. Here.
Yeah, we're done.
We did the product.
We did it. We did the product. Okay, well, and we delivered.
That's the solution. I'm just going to blur it out.
Wait, what?
You're going to blur it out?
How do you intend to do that? What?
You're going to blur it out?
Yeah, I'm just going to
like on a pair of extra boobs pixelate it.
Like
it's a pair of, you know, with all due respect, tits.
Yeah, with all due respect, a pair of bazongas.
Yeah.
Boobs like, was enough. A pair of boobs. Like it's a pair of boobs on the poster.
I'm sorry, what?
It's confusing, though. Like, don't you think people will think it's a pair of boobs?
Yeah, they'll look at the thing. They'll, oh, porn.
Yeah. They'll be like, what's going on? Is there like.
No, they'll think it's a band that. They'll probably think it's a mystery band, like a surprise
band.
What
kind of an idiot would think it was a mystery band?
Honestly, what kind of a more? We don't want to drag you right now, Caesar, but like, that's stupid, sir. Yeah, like, honestly, like,
Caesar, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Honestly.
You wouldn't think that's a mystery band that's going to be announced later?
Funny, huh,
what would you think if it was blurred out? You two.
I'd say
I think it was tits.
Absolutely tits. 1,000% of pair knockers.
100%. Like,
I don't think that's such
like
a bad thing that people will think there's going to be tits there.
But then there better be tits there. Like,
yeah,
I better
like,
show
like
up.
And, there better be tits when we get to the show.
We cut to the near the end of the long festival day. The last band has played its encore song and.
All right, everyone, we need everyone to head for the exits.
Where are the tits?
We want to see
are the tits? We were promised tits.
There was a little bit of confusion on the poster. We were hoping you'd think that was a mystery band.
Hey, money guy on the megaphone, where are the tits?
Yeah, money guy.
I'm the marketing and megaphone guy.
Where are the tits?
Show us your tits.
We came all this way for tits.
I don't care whose tits I'm going to see. I just want to see tits, okay?
I sat through all those bands for tits.
I didn't know any of their songs. I was just hoping for tits.
Tits on the poster. Tits must be delivered.
And later on, they never got to see it at the festival, but like 3 hours later in Pomona, they're in a garage and they're going through this old trunk and they at the bottom of the trunk they see this old Playboy with filled with tits.
Oh yeah.
What are these things? What the fuck are these things? These aren't blurred out at all. What the fuck is this?
Dude, I don't know, but it's gross.
It's get rid of it.
Whose
magazines are these?
Ugh. It's like a cow with one udder that's short. It's gross.
That's like freaky. I'm scared. Honestly, hold me.
Crap on YouTube.
Humans, I would love to go to our Discord page where some members of Improv for Humans have on crap on YouTube, if you don't mind, Brett. But let's do the one, the public freakout one, the one at the very bottom. This looks like it's at a, well, it doesn't look like it. It is at a town council meeting where every town's weirdo goes to say their piece, right? Well, he's looking that up. Have you guys ever been to a real live town meeting?
No, they scare me.
No.
I have many times.
Have many times?
Well, a couple of times for pranks on the UCB, but also when opening the theater in LA, we had to go to these council meetings to
like
get
present
the permission to open a theater. I forgot exactly what we were doing. But there, and we went to several meetings, by the way. Because we had to keep going back. And every meeting, someone said something where you're like, you got to be fucking kidding me. And God bless this council for just sitting here and nodding and not saying, all right, that's ridiculous. Next, we don't have time for this.
Wow.
The one I remember is a guy talking about, we need to make a line. Like a painted line that's painted on the streets, and this is in Hollywood, of Hollywood. And it was something about the border of Hollywood and the different colors that need to go into the paint to represent the ethnicity of Hollywood. And everyone's like going,
And people are coming with like real problems or like in line to talk about fucking problems.
Right.
And this guy's, you know, an older guy. And I think it would be great to have the painted line as everyone's going, okay, you know what? Let's stop talking about the thing that we're going to argue about for the next fucking 3 hours. And instead talk about this painted line. But it was and these guys would have to just be patient, go, okay. But Brett, what we're about to see is actually one of the board. Oh, this says school board member. Okay, this isn't a town council. This is a school board member, not someone talking to them. Go ahead, Brett.
All right, here we go.
Supreme Court, Miller versus California. I suggest that we create something like this for our district, because right at this moment, at this time, there is a revolution occurring, and something big is going to happen. It's going to be this side, which is like non-human, demonic, or this side where it's pro-human. And this is the direction we're going. And so we have to protect
ourselves. Can you freeze it?
Because they're really...
Can the audience please...
I've been saying that since the beginning of recording Improv for Humans, that that's going to come down to humans and non-humans. I used to say at the beginning of every episode, this is for humans only. And really, Brett, I should be saying it more and more with these fucking AIs out there, especially in goddamn Hollywood, trying to take our jobs.
But these are demons.
Yeah, you're right. Right. Let's keep going. But
which aren't humans, though, still.
Let's keep going. This gets a lot better.
Can the audience please keep your comments to yourself? No, I'm sorry. I'm running a board meeting, and I don't allow that in the board meeting.
I have to tell you something, what I think. I don't know why I think like this, but... Every time I look at some of you, you remind me of big birds. Big, grotesque birds.
Okay, that's funny.
Weird. I'm just telling you, it's just abhorrent. I don't know what to think. I just want to share that with you because that's what I think about birds. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Prince.
What the fuck? What the
fuck? Everybody just laughs at him.
When I saw the title, when someone calls someone, reminds them of big birds. I thought someone was calling him a big bird because he was wearing a yellow shirt.
Right, right.
And the way he flipped the script on us, woo!
Yeah, that would make sense.
He got ahead
also,
of it.
Also, he was like, if you look at his name plaque, it says clerk.
Yeah. What's that mean?
It doesn't seem like he's on a member because the guy next to him, it says member under his name. Like he's a member of the board or the school district. And that guy is the clerk. That's, I think,
talking
the clerk,
his ass off. Is this a clerk?
That's what I think, unless he's sitting in someone else's.
So you're saying he's
spot.
There to like kind of just
write down stuff.
Write down shit.
Right?
Not talk.
Isn't that
he
what a
said,
clerk
today
would do?
Is a day I'm going to speak up and speak
I mean,
out.
Isn't the clerk
let's
the person
cut
who
to,
does order?
Afterwards. Went there in their kind of back room. Hey guys, can we talk about how that school board meeting, just kind of the how it ran, and
yeah,
it seemed like we had a real breakdown of order today. If you don't mind me saying,
yeah, Chase, what the fuck happened there?
I loved it. You went. I loved it. I finally got to say my piece.
But
I mean, I've been
no
sitting
offense,
through.
But you're not here. No offense, but you're not here to say your piece. Like, we're all elected school board members certain term that we're elected for. You're hired by the district just to write down everything we're saying, keep the minutes.
Well, you guys get to talk all the time. I've sat through hours and hours of meetings just writing down what you're saying, making sure we get to the next point of order.
I hear that.
But you
Chase,
know what?
Honestly, we're the control. They're the chaos. And what you did today is that
I married them. I married them. I married chaos to control. And that's what we have to do as human beings, because these demons are coming for us.
Okay.
And then we turn a blind eye to chaos.
Oh my God.
Stop poking me in the eye, Chase.
And put down the cookie tray.
These are I get to keep the I get to keep the leftover cookies. I take the leftover cookies.
Who said that?
I did. I said it one time.
Like
I said it 5 years ago.
Fine.
I yeah.
None of us were here five years ago. You've been working here the longest out of anyone, and I get that. Maybe you're frustrated. That's my point.
I've been here five years. Later by the coffee
when Chase isn't around. Hey, I know Chase is a little nutty, but
yeah.
Look, you make a declaration every meeting that mm-hmm. you control the comments. This is your meeting. There's no comments. I think you let the comments get out of control today.
You want me to start welcoming in comments? Brett?
No, at the opposite. Chase's right. comments galore. You need to control the comments.
Honestly, Chase scares the crap out of me.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Oh my
tweet,
God.
Tweet. What the hell is going on over here? Couple of birds over here. Tweet, tweet. Oh, or are you big birds? Hi, Mr. Hooper. Welcome to Sesame Street. Is that what you are?
Chase, there's nothing written down on the minutes here.
What? Are you serious?
There's nothing. Just says yeah, everyone's a bird. Tweet, tweet.
Well, I think it gets the point across, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. You guys are all hung up
on the fact that this kid got run over by a bus. Big deal. Whoop-de-doo. Okay?
And we our meeting was supposed to... We need to have either a stoplight or a stop sign. And the debate needs to end today.
You know
what
stop signs...
We cut back after recess. All right. School board and parents and everyone here, please come to order. We're just going to have final comments on whether it should be a stop sign or a stop light. Who would like to go first?
I'll start.
Go ahead.
And as you all know, my name is Claudia Wexler, and I am in favor for the stop sign. A light will uglify this beautiful city of Chino and will destroy what we love and hold dear. A stop sign is aesthetically pleasing, a bold color. And as you know, I did study undergrad in fashion design, so I know my colors. Thank you very much. So in conclusion, a stop sign is a sign that Chino is one of the best cities in California. Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right. My name is Simon. And as you all know, I'm a longtime proponent of a stoplight. And I know, Claudia, you feel that the bold color, which I agree, red is a bold, awesome color, which is also in a stoplight. But it also features the peaceful color of green and the cautioning color of yellow, which I think is a nice variety that this community not only desires but needs. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for your time. As you know,
speak up.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for your mouth to the mic.
Mouth to the mic.
I'm sorry. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for your time.
You really got to put your mouth to the mic, honey.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for your time.
Not that much. Oh, God. Get a new mic screen.
Hi.
Here you go. Here's another microphone. You slobbered this one. Here.
Okay. Thank you. I'll try and talk a little bit louder.
Perfect.
Hello, everyone.
No, you're good. You're good.
As you know, my name is Donna McKenna, and my son Michael was killed at that intersection.
I want to thank you all for
You don't have to put your mouth to the mic anymore if you don't want to.
We get it.
Take a step back. You can be shy again.
Okay, I just want everyone to know that I'm grateful.
Uh-huh, you go, girl. Yeah, that's right.
And I would love it if there was a stop sign and a stop light. And we could actually name the intersection after my son.
Gaylord?
Gaylord Memorial Intersection.
So is it the name of the... one of the streets, or one street is named Gay and the other one's Lord? Or you actually name the intersection and the streets keep the same name?
My son's name was Gaylord. His first name was Gaylord.
Pay attention, bro. That was literally... We kept chuckling about that, remember?
And I don't know if he was being bullied at the time that he was struck, but that could be likely. Anyway, I think that it would help to save other children's lives because I can't save my gay lord.
And we see that Chase hasn't been writing down any of the minutes, and he's just been doing this weird scrawled drawing of a bird and a human wrestling. Chase, write down what the constituents are saying. That's important.
No. I've had enough.
Oh, my gosh.
What you people don't seem to understand is that it's birds versus humans.
And mouth the to birds the mic. Are winning. Mouth to the mic, please.
The birds are winning.
Crap on YouTube.
How about that other video, Brett, which is the Saskatchewan weather rant?
Sheila, please, please, please don't tell us how nice it's going to be this weekend because it's going to go up to -1, okay? Please, because it's not going to be nice because the frickin' wind is just going to howl, okay? Every time it warms up, the hot air rises and the wind just howls. So it ain't going to be nice. And being a person that lives rurally, I can tell you that when it's 30 below, okay, Celsius, you can take your mitts off for half an hour and do things outside, okay, when there's no wind blowing at 30 below. But when it is 0 or -5 even, okay, you take your mitts off and your hands freeze instantly. So I can tell you, okay, this weekend is going to be the physical shits, okay, because the wind's going to be howling and then it's going to be only -1, so then it's going to melt and have a bunch of hog slop. So knock off how nice it's going to be, please, okay? It's just sickening, okay? This province is the asshole of the world and it'll suck the life out of you, okay? It'll suck the will to live out of you. Okay, because it's just a piece of crap with wind howling every day, and you're not hiking or biking or skiing, or you're not doing anything. Howling. Okay, it's the a-hole of the world, and we pay a-hole. To live here.
Oh, he censored himself.
We pay to live here.
The second time.
Super high taxes. So taxes. Please, knock off the nice, okay? I get the funny feeling that you guys are just saying that so that people won't just end it, okay? Because then, of course, they wouldn't be able to pay their taxes to these lechers, right? You know, people go hang themselves in their goddamn closet, okay? Because this fucking place is a piece of shit, okay? So please, 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 knock off the how nice it's going to be. Because it ain't. Because the wind's going to be howling, okay? Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my God. I love that one.
I think we discussed this on the True Detective discussion of Ennis, Alaska, a little bit. And I'm sure it's an entitled California perspective. But I can't see living there. I just feel like the government should have a big airplane that goes up there once a year and goes, we're giving a free trip back down. To the United States. We'll let you live in North Dakota. That's it seems so miserable. And that guy says it. He's not a character on True Detective. He lives there.
It's so it's like I'm talking from a place of absolute privilege when I say this, but it's like, why don't you move? Like, yeah. It just sucks to like be from this a place like this and just stay in a place like this, knowing that it's horrible every single day. This man has had enough.
Well, to me, like watching True Detective, it seemed like they're used to it.
Yeah.
Like to them, it's like, oh yeah, it's kind of cold out or whatever. And it's dark all the time, but it seemed a little bit like they're like, oh, well, you just put your parka on and you're used to it.
I lived in Chicago, the very lo-fi version of that, the Midwest version of Ennis, Alaska. But it is the Windy City. It is fucking miserable during certain times in the winter.
And it does weigh down on your shoulders. You know, New York City does that a little bit too. But Chicago, it's the physical cold of it. You feel it in your back and your shoulders, do you not? And that has to be nothing compared to where this guy is from, or Ennis, yeah, Alaska, right? Or as you say, is their body just built for it? And they're like,
I don't know. Yeah. That's what I'm curious about, because it's like, I don't know. Why would you... I guess people are raised there and it's like your way of life, or I don't know.
This guy sounds like he's from there. It's not like we're being ignorant about another people. It's like this guy's from there. He's saying this place sucks. Yeah. We don't know why he won't leave, but he's basically saying, let's stop bullshitting. This fucking sucks.
I think that there's two kinds of people, you know. It's the people who put their parkas on, like Pam was saying, and that's like the weather report person who was like, it's going to be a nice day. And then there's other people who are sort of who won't put their parkas on and realizes like, oh, it's nonstop howling and freezing cold in this asshole of a city, so I'm going to say something. So it all depends on what kind of person you are. You know?
Yeah. We cut to the local diner. There she is. That's Lisa, the woman.
Well, hey, don't say anything, okay? You sent that phone message. That's enough, all right?
But someone said I was a coward for not doing it face-to-face, and I'm not threatening her.
Another beautiful day in Saskatchewan.
Don't listen to it. That she's egging you on. She knows that you're here.
She's doing a goddamn weather report.
She wants to rile you up.
Oh. Hello,
and we're going live in 3, 2.
Oh,
fucking. Hi. Welcome to Good Day Saskatchewan. I'm reporting to you from Dina's Diner, where Dina has something to keep you warm on a bit of a chilly day, just a smidge. Dina, tell us about
it. I literally lost a toe with frostbite today.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, hi, sir. I'm sorry. Are you enjoying the chili?
Mark, don't
do it. Are you enjoying the chili?
She's putting a microphone to your damn face. Don't say a single thing. Be nice.
We come in here and eat this chili for survival. If we're honest, it tastes like dog turds.
Tastes fine.
It's dirt and gravel,
Mark.
And some
people like it. But at least it's warm and it keeps. I lost another toe today. I'm down to 4 toes.
Oh, good.
And total. That's total.
Good for
you. Is
that a
pun? You choking around by my toes? That's total.
Oh, that's funny. Actually,
no,
that's
it's
actually
not
funny.
It's
okay, I'll shut my mouth.
The weather's not funny around here.
Just some more colorful characters here at Dina's Diner. Sir.
I heard what you ordered earlier, the eggs, sunny side up.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't be legal in this goddamn town.
Well, sometimes when I'm missing the sun, I like to look down at my plate and see it.
Over hard. That's the only way this city can order eggs. That's our life. Over hard.
Oh, sir, I know you said you didn't like the chili, that it's like dog food, dirt, and gravel. But some people happen to love dog food, dirt, and gravel. Ooh, mind if I stick my spoon in yours?
That's fucking nutty.
Yummy.
Mark, this is live TV. Don't say anything ridiculous, okay?
It's like sitting next to a hearth.
Yeah, you, Mark. Don't say anything crazy.
It's like sitting next to a warm hearth, taking a bite of that chili. Thanks, Dina.
And they stop the weather report, and she goes over with her.
And we're cutting. All right. Good job. Great job.
Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Me? The cameraman?
No, not you. Thanks, Ted. Thanks, Andrew. You did a good job. Thanks again.
Thanks.
Me?
Yeah, you.
What, you want to pay for my chili?
Mark, come
no, on. No, I don't want to pay for your fucking chili. I recognize your voice. You left me that message. I recognized your voice.
Yeah,
and I know
you.
Yeah, I know you were trying to ruin my weather forecast here at the diner. This is my first time out in the field, okay? And you're trying to throw a wrench in it.
You're preaching lies. Why don't you be real like this when you're on air instead of all the bullshit?
You won 80 when the
cameras turned off.
Let me tell you something, fucko.
Oh.
Something you don't know about. The people for the
100 mile radius surrounding us. Yeah, if they didn't have me come on and tell them what a great place this is and what a great place to live and how it's a nice day and how sunny it is, they would fucking kill themselves.
Hey, Meredith, it's me, the cameraman. They want to go do another live segment where you interview someone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay, we're right, going live right. In 3, 2.
And we're back at Dina's Diner, where there's always something warm on the grill. Hey, excuse me, sir. So how are you enjoying today? Pretty warm in the negative ones, huh?
Well, I just lost my young nephew this week in ice fishing. He fell through a thin place in the ice, and I followed him down the river current underneath the ice, and I couldn't get to him. And I feel bad because he didn't even live here. I convinced him to come here for a week to visit me from Hawaii, where he lives.
Well, see, that's one of the downfalls of having only negative one, is that the ice thins out. That's why it's great when it's below 30. We don't have that thin ice. That's true.
But I'd rather have thick, dependable ice all year round than it get too warm and thin out the ice in spots that I know.
Isn't it great when it's negative 30 and we have thick ice? But you know what? Rest easy knowing that your nephew went into shock and didn't really feel anything.
Let's talk some more about that.
Those were some great craps on video on YouTube, I guess. Brett was very happy. But now I'm looking at your one word.
I love he stuck to his howl word.
The wind will be howling.
Work that
when
enough.
Someone has a language.
That was his problem.
The wind?
Was the howling more than the cold?
The howling of the wind. The howling of the wind.
God, what's something else like that? That it's the sound that bugs you more than anything. What's your opinion on gas? Leaf blowers now illegal in Glendale.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, gas leaf blowers, like, but you can have electric ones. You can't have gas ones.
Are the electric ones, is that environmental or is it noise?
I think it's both. I think they're a little bit quieter and it is a little bit better.
So much quieter.
It's a lot quieter?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there should be a window of time every week that you're only allowed to do leaf blowing. Like, so everyone can set their schedules to it.
And then this is the time when it's going to happen. Yeah. The cacophony. Yeah.
It's like the purge.
Like the purge. Yeah. Yeah.
Purge of leaves.
Quick, get your leaf blower.
Okay, there it goes, everybody. It's time for leaf blows. You just go
grab your leaf.
Yes! Yes!
Hey, out of my yard, you leaf blower. Fuck you, man.
Fuck you.
Leaf blower foul.
Yeah. You better shut your mouth.
We cut to 30 minutes after leaf blower hours. Some of the neighbors are milling about in the middle of the street. Hey, man, you ran into my house with a leaf blower. That was fucked up.
Anything goes, bro.
But why my house? The point is, that's the time to get your leaves in order.
No, it's the time to do whatever.
In your neighbor's
house.
That's
what it is. The rules of leaf purge are not you get to blow leaves. You get to use a leaf blower in any way that you want. For that time.
It's leaf blower. It's in the title of the object. It's for blowing leaves. You blew my fucking living room all over the place. You blew
all my plates on the floor
of the kitchen.
It doesn't say blow leaves. It says use leaf blower. It doesn't say blow leaves.
The leaf blower purge has begun.
Yeah, again. I love March 29th. It's my favorite day.
Damn the double leaf purge.
Let me in. Let me in.
I'm going into the breaking into your house too. Smash!
We cut to a half hour outside the second leaf purge. Okay, now I'm going to get legal. I can't find my dog. I can't find my fucking Pekingese. You guys either killed it or leaf blew it out a window.
Okay, that's on you.
You have nothing in court, my buddy.
Yeah, you got nothing in court, my buddy.
You got nothing.
You got nothing.
Okay, does the leaf blowing purge mean nothing to you? I didn't see no Pekingese.
I didn't see anything.
We cut to the jury deliberating this court case on the, and they've been deliberating it for 3 weeks. They're all getting really impatient because.
Damn it. Read the law. The law says it's a leaf blower bonanza. It literally says leaf blower bonanza. It doesn't say anything about blowing.
We're all on the same page, juror number six, except for one asshole, juror number 11.
Don't you see what will happen? If it's blowing dishes onto the kitchen floor, and the next thing you know, it's going to be someone's baby. It's going to be people going into people's houses with leaf blowers and just going right to a baby and killing it with a leaf blower.
But our job is to decide if they broke the law or not.
And they didn't. And they didn't.
They followed the law, juror number 11.
And honestly, juror number 11, secure the damn baby, all right? If you care about it so much. Don't let it all willy-nilly on the purge.
Look, and if you want to make a difference, don't make a difference
cut to a contractor with a couple a couple of months before the next leaf purge. Yeah, we're doing this in a lot of houses now that with newborns, you definitely want to have a safety room for the 1 hour leaf purge. Teens these days, they'll crawl up a tree, crawl on your window just to get at your baby with
just
the leaf
to get
blower.
At my baby?
Wow, that seems barbaric to be honest.
Oh my gosh.
You.
Yeah, we definitely.
It's TikTok and what it does to their brains.
Jeez, we definitely need to get this safe room for the baby.
Honey, you said you wanted to move to Albuquerque. I don't like this town and its weird rules.
Look at this architecture. It's all one story.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful.
Which makes it easy access for teens to get in the baby's nursery.
I know. So what are you proposing with your business, sir?
Well, not just the baby's room, but I think you need to have a safety room at other places in your house because you never know where the baby's going to be. And then like a storm shelter out in your yard.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? I don't know where the baby's going to be. This is going to be my baby. It's going to be monitored by me and my wife. What? I'm sorry. I can't
that
help
is
but
true.
Feel.
I guess if you know the leaf.
This feels like a racket
coming,
to me,
you'll be prepared.
You.
Maybe you just need one room.
Honey.
We cut to the day of the leaf purge, and there's only 10 minutes left till everybody needs to get to their secure places, but they're still dilly-dallying out in the family room.
Honey, where's the baby?
Oh, the baby's somewhere. Let the baby crawl wherever it wants.
Okay. Honey, out is today March?
10 minutes to leaf purge.
10 minutes. Okay, we have time. Let's just finish this episode real quick, okay? Let's just finish it up. And then we'll go back. We'll go into the safe room, okay?
Okay. Oh, I love this episode of Different Strokes. Oh, this is so good.
So good.
You see, they're watching the Gen X streamer.
Mm. Wow.
And they get so caught up in this classic half-hour sitcom that they...
Arnold! Don't go with him!
That's a bad idea, Arnold! Don't do it!
Leaf purge!
Was it time?
The leaf purge begins. They look around. They can't see their baby.
Where's the baby?
Oh my God.
Honey!
We cut Mario. To the local teens from the neighborhood putting on Nixon masks and revving up their leaf blowers.
Oh, yeah. Hide your babies.
Hey, what's up? It's the Bad Nixon Boys on TikTok, and we're going to ransack someone's house and blow their babies away.
And And they're trying to find their, they're in a panic inside trying to find their baby. And they hear the baby upstairs playing on Roblox, which is a video game.
Honey, why did you build a second story? It was against code.
There the baby's not upstairs? Enough room for the baby to explore.
Honey, we have okay? to go upstairs.
We oh have God. A six-month-old baby who plays Roblox, a video game. Come on. He's a genius.
You're right. He is He'll a
figure
genius.
This out. You know what? This baby's going to figure
it out. And suddenly the wind hits their face really hard.
Oh! Nixon boys! You hear the howling of the leaf blower baby? It's the Nixon boys.
It's the Nixon boys. You know how we know you got a baby? Your second story on your house.
Now let's see the baby.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
And scene, humans, this has been a lot of fun. Oscar, Pam, thanks for coming on. Pam, what's the name of that show that you're on that's so
Crapopolis,
delightful?
Crapopolis on Fox Sundays at 8:30.
Yeah.
There you go. Excellent plug. Oscar, what would you like to plug? Where can we see you?
I have a new podcast called Eurovangelists, and it's all about the Eurovision Song Contest, where myself, Dimitri Pompei, and Jeremy Bent talk about everything about Eurovision. It's very fun. Listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts. It's great. Eurovangelists. Yay. Follow us on Instagram and X.
That's very cool. Did Johnny Rotten participate in that, or am I imagining that?
No, he didn't. But it would have been cool.
Brett, would you like to plug anything beyond? What on Improv for Humans do I not mention that should be plugged beyond the 40 Fan Initiative? The fact that you get bonus content, it's ad-free, it's just a $40 subscription. That goes to paying our improvisers, really, and keeping the roof from leaking during these rainy times.
If you refer four people, you have a referral link in your account. If you get four other people to sign up, you get a discount on your own membership.
That would be the way to move one of these cities up to 40 right
there.
Yeah,
there you go. You there can I gift am. A scene to someone.
That's going well, and those are fun, the gift of scenes. You give a video story, and then we do a scene based on that.
Oh,
the stories
cool.
have all been super fun. Delightful. For real. All right, humans, keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Bessel and Brett Morris. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts, and come chat with us on the Discord. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.